You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. And this is a special time, a special show, a special day, because we have in our studio live, the very brilliant, the very lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. It's great to see you, Christy.
I know. I can't believe I haven't come in and done the shows. I've been doing them on the phone, but it feels good to come back in.
Oh, there is something different about doing it over the phone. I think it's personable, but nothing like sitting in the studio looking across from the person and seeing a live person. Not that we probably had some dead acting people around. I didn't say that, did I?
Well, you know, it's been all that COVID stuff, and yeah. Did it on the phone, and then I just got kind of lazy doing it over the phone because I'm busy, and then when you're busy, it's like it's easier to just call quick than I need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to normal. Can we say, everybody says back to normal, but what is the new normal?
You know, I'll tell you, with kids going back to school, I get back into a better routine, and it can be more normal because I can set up more routines now because it'll be a schedule again.
Well, let's hope and pray it stays that way.
Yes, yes.
Because kids,
they need it.
Need that social interchanging. I tell people the story. I used to do the Tim Collins show for 17 years,
yep.
And I remember his first bond issue. That had to be about 13, 14 years ago, maybe.
Yep.
And I said, well, Tim, do we really need to build schools? Because won't, you know, learning go online at some time? And he said, you know, Dan, he said, that's a misconception out there that people think about. And he said, while it could, it would be very detrimental to children because he says, we teach them, or they learn socialization in school,
yeah.
All their social skills, and they need that, and they need their peers and that age
yes.
group to get used to and learn how to fit into society. So he said, the long answer is no, and the short answer is no also. We need that energy.
Well,
and whoever thought we would, yeah.
Have the social experiment this last year of having them home and see how that went, and it didn't go so well,
right.
Did it? So
no, it really didn't. So that question's been answered, but it's good. It was good experience for snow days. Because he did say,
yes.
Well, you know, snow days and stuff like that when you just camp. But he said, those will just be a couple and we'll have to learn how to do that.
Yeah, a couple. If he only knew what we went through.
But he was so correct, because I keep thinking about that. I kept thinking about that all these years, thinking, yeah, there's something to that thing. Well, we found out, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
You bet. Mom's doing good, I hope.
She's doing great.
I'm going to say hi to her publicly here. I miss her.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear everything is fine. How are sales in your office this week?
It's still been pretty busy. The last couple weeks, we've had quite a few listings coming on, and most of them have sold. I mean, it's not as fast as it was in the spring. So some are selling super fast, a few, and then some of them take a few weeks. And, you know, it's the prices are up and down a little bit, so some of them you're trying a bit higher because you kind of priced them from the spring, and so it's just trying to adjust to find the right niche for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of them are going pretty darn good, though.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. So it's still, is that because of low interest rates? What is the cause of that? I mean, not the cause, but why is that happening? I always like to maybe overanalyze stuff.
You know, okay, so back in April, there was a point where we had, like, not many listings. And you had buyers that were trying to get into houses. The rates were low. They wanted to get out from COVID, you know, and I looked up in Hastings at one point, and at one point there was 7 houses available in the entire city. Now we're back up into the 50s. So, you know, we're back to a little bit more of a normal market. A lot of listings have come on. I mean, we listed a lot of houses in August and then the market slows a little bit, so I'm kind of like, oh, shoot, they kind of missed the busy part. But the sellers are still enjoying, you know, the prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Because of last spring. So they're still enjoying that the prices have increased some. but there's more houses to choose from, so it's normalized, which is good because we couldn't have gone on that trajectory forever where it was going up and up and up and up. Oh. That was a little out of hand. So it has stabled out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
Good. Good. How about, before we move on, let's tell folks how they can get a hold of you.
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can call our office at 437-2121 or email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com. And that is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Hill or Lundby. I'm either or, one and the same, but that's a little harder to spell. So go by Hill@EdinaRealty.com.
All righty. Well, how about some specific listings that you may have?
Yes, we've got a house in the country with almost 7 acres with a horse barn in Welch area. Gorgeous, gorgeous rambler, cherry woodwork, all that. It is $849,900. We have a one level townhome with a basement that is coming back on the market this weekend, and I'll be doing an open house there Saturday. From 12 to 1:30, and it was a rental for some time. The renters moved out, and the sellers have put new carpet, had it painted, and it looks phenomenal. New luxury vinyl planking in the kitchen dining room. That for someone who's looking for one level townhome, it's hard to find one with a basement.
I was just going to ask you that. Isn't that a rarity?
And so it is going to be $305,000, and a lot of them are in the $350,000 ranges with basements. So I feel like it's a really good deal. That's on Rushmore Road. So if somebody wants to find out about that, it's coming back on. We took it off for a little bit while they moved out and they did a little bit of work, but that's a nice one.
And that's out past the hospital?
No,
I'm thinking
Rushmore
of the,
is through the industrial park.
Yes, you're right. I'm thinking of the president's homes out there.
Yes.
Not homes, but streets. Streets. Right, in the industrial park. Nice. Yeah, those are nice townhomes.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have a cute two-story on 9th Street, just kind of by here, your work here. And that's at 129th Street. A house that does have an in-ground pool. $325,000. It's a Tudor home, so it's got kind of that cool angled roof to the front.
Sure.
It needs a little bit of work on it, but we're mm-hmm. another house just like it that was all fixed up was about $100,000 more. So, and it's sold with multiples. So I would say I think we're in the ballpark here. So somebody's wanting a house they can do a little bit of sweat equity on. Very cool house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a country home on Oxley that has a gorgeous outbuilding. So it's got, I can't even remember now. It's a lot of square footage of garage space between the regular garage and the outbuilding. And that's at $450,000.
Okay.
And then I've got a couple more coming on in the next week. I've got a fixer-upper for $255,000.
Hmm.
If somebody's looking to flip a house, that would be a nice one. Mm-hmm. Probably worth the 3.25-ish fixed up. And then I've got a cute little two-bedroom, almost three-bedroom, it might be, kind of like it's got an egress window in the basement, house that has a two-car and another one-car, so three-car garage for $225,000.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Needs a little mm-hmm. bit of love here and there.
TLC.
But it's got potential for somebody who's looking for a garage house.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. For guys, it's nice.
There you go.
Yes.
The real man cave.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, gosh. I do have one other coming up. That'll be in the 320 range. So, yeah, we got a lot coming on. It's been busy.
Well, busy's good, though.
Yes, it is. And we had in August, we had a slew of houses that came on too. And then like one weekend, I think four of them sold. And so I was just So yeah, I enjoyed a couple days off this last weekend because I've been working a lot of weekends. So, but it's good.
Good. Yeah. Good for you. Well, how about our topic of the week? What do you need to do now if you're selling in the near future?
Well, one of the things is I'm reaching out to people that we've gone out to their houses, and some of them are maybe building or thinking they might do something in the spring. Well, in the spring, your grass is brown, And we've had a lot of rain lately, so the grass is nice and green, except for the patches people have all over because there was bad spots. But I'm having our photographer going out to about 4 different houses right now to get pictures in case they list it when it's not all green. So if some of them will be in February, March, April, we've got pictures of their house in the fall and end of summer with nice green grass and showing it off in different seasons.
What a great idea, because you have snow there and you don't know what's under that snow.
Yeah.
Where here they're going to see a really good, have a really good visual of what the house looks like outside.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Well, and I like to do that. I just think it helps.
What a great idea.
Because when, it's March and somebody's putting their house on and you got all these snow pictures and then yours comes on with green pictures, it just kind of does stand out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So... and then also I would have me out. People are worried that they got to have their house ready when they have me out, but they don't, because I would rather come when it's a blank slate and I can go, okay, what are you guys thinking you want to do? And they walk through and they're like, oh, we want to do this. We want to do this. And I'm like, okay, that I wouldn't do. That's not important, but I would do this, or I would paint this room, or I would, and so then I can kind of put them on the right trajectory of what items to do to get it ready. So they can maximize their money when they sell it.
Well, and that's a great idea, too, because there's things that, people would do that maybe they shouldn't, because it's not going to add any value and it might deter from that. And also, if you plan ahead, it's not all in a rush. Like,
yeah.
I have to get all this done in a week or whatever.
It is stressful when some people end up in that situation and have to do things fast. And some people work good under pressure and can do that. And it still is helpful to have me out, even if they are doing it fast, to give them, okay, this is what I would do, order the pod, get the stuff in the pod, and then do this, So, I mean, I've got lists of pod companies that I suggest that I've got, so there's just ways to kind of, and even if you're thinking, I just had one seller who... thinking of possibly building, and they're going to move up to north of the cities where their kids are. And so we kind of talked through the plan on that, and they decided, that the builder said it'd probably be done in June, July, so he's figuring August, September. And I said, good, plan ahead, So, I mean, they're like, I think we might just sell now and go into a rental for a year. I said, that's a great idea. So it's just talking through different ways of doing it. Should I sell first? Should I... wait, I don't want to move twice. I have a dog, and it's too hard to do that and get a rental with. So, it's just talking through different options and what's the best for each person, because it's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It's better to have that plan and know how it's going to be laid out than just, shoot from the hip, so to say.
Yeah, I mean, I love it when they call ahead of time. I just listed a couple months ago a house that I literally have been working with them for 4 years.
Well, is that kind of the extreme, though?
No, it was Dad's house.
Okay.
At Mom and Dad's house, and Dad kind of had way too much stuff, and it was in the country. And
you never get too much stuff, do you? Yeah, right. Not.
They had to remove some vehicles and, get rid of stuff, and then they did some updating, and it was just perfect timing. They did really good on the house, where, 2 years ago when I priced it for them, even, and came out once, they probably were $150,000 less than what they ended up getting. So,
really?
Yeah, I mean, they listened to everything I suggested and did the flooring and painted the wood that I suggested. And they took their time doing it because they didn't have to be in a hurry. But it was fine. And it all just, then we went in and kind of staged it, and it just looked so cute. And we had multiple offers, and that thing was just hot to trot.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Cool. That was fun. It's fun to see before. I wish I'd taken pictures the first time I was out there. Because we kept joking that, how long was it you were here the first time? And it was like almost 4 years ago.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? Wow. That would be neat. That would be neat to see it transform like that. But they're lucky that they had that time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just could slowly putz and do some things. And, they didn't have to hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. It was very cool to see the transformation of the house. And yeah.
Now, Christy, if people want to talk to you about that and have some questions, how do they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at 651-216-4000. 4676. You can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com. You can go to edinarealty.com, look up agents, find an agent or an office, and you can look that up and just put in Lundby if you can spell it, and you can get all of our us, L-U-N-D-B-Y, or you can put in Hill and you should be able to find me.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can just call our office, 437-2121.
And ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team?
Yes.
Or any of Christy's team? You're the only
yes,
Christy there?
I am.
Well, what are some of the other things then? I mean, it's good to sit down with you folks, talk with you, kind of lay out the plan. And to me, it sounds like you're kind of taking the stress out of it. You mentioned that earlier. Because selling a house can be a stressful situation. And, you know, all transparency, you know, we bought and sold, a couple houses through you.
Yeah.
At you folks. And you always made it very stress-free.
Well, I think back when you moved, mm-hmm. I was still in my old house.
Yes.
That was over 5 years ago. So mm-hmm. I've now, in October here, I'll be 5 years at my house.
It seems like yesterday,
I know, right?
Doesn't it?
And so, since then, I've kind of narrowed down, like, what's the best way to do a move mm-hmm. and sell at the same time type of thing? Because I did it now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so having to go through it again myself was very helpful, I think. And so now I've kind of got it down where I'm suggesting to sellers, you know, get the pod. Then if you're, get the moving company. And I just had, I texted one of my sellers yesterday, because somebody was asking me for a moving company. I'm like, you guys had a really good experience. Who'd you use again? So then I put it on my list and I'm passing mm-hmm. it on. And, you know, so I've got a lot of resources of who to call. I mean, even if you need some fix-its. I mean, I just had a painting guy who just did the house that, you know, we're going to put back on here. And he'd had a bid from one person. And then I said, well, I'll have this guy get you a bid. And it was way less.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and he's very happy with it. So, I mean, I do have some really good suggestions for things like that. And I tell people to email me if they had a good person who do so. I just had a past client who emailed me. I just had gutters, and I just loved this guy. He was great. And I'm like, I'll add on my list, you know. So I got like a 4-page list now of people. But
well,
I mean,
you've actually experienced this where, like, if people move, you don't do that a whole lot.
Yeah.
But when you do, you're just kind of, you know, boy, you just maybe do the Google machine, or does anybody even use Yellow Pages anymore?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? Where you've had actual experience with these people, so that's really important.
Yeah, you know, and myself, we're redoing our deck next year. So mm-hmm. we've had a couple names from past clients who've given us two different people, and we're calling them and getting bids, and we're going to figure out which one, and then I'll let everybody know who, you know. And mm-hmm. I just had some of my trim painted, and I just had my cabinets refaced.
Okay.
And some new flooring and a few updates on my own house, which I'm waiting for, like, the last crown molding to go on, and then I'll get pictures and put them on Facebook, because before and after, you're going to just go, wow. So I sat in that house for 5 years trying to figure out how I was going to do this on this level, and we got it done this year. So, yeah, so I'm happy to share any of that stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's good sitting in here. Boy, the time goes a lot faster when I'm sitting here looking and talking to you and stuff. So it's good to have you back. One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can call my cell, 651-216-4676, or email ChristyHill@edinarealty.com.
Again, thank you very much, Christy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill. Again, her number, 216-4676. This is KDWA Hastings.